What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, moms, I'm going to put it all out right now. Let's get real, okay? Let's get personal. Let's talk about our body image. Yes, our body image after we have a baby. Like how our bodies change after we have kids. Let's talk about it right now. Let's put it out on the table. So, I always want to be honest when I'm on this platform because I know many women are actually going through what I'm going through, especially mothers, especially us, because, you know, we have kids and our body changes. Yes, our body changes. Like, no one told us that, you know, we're going to have stretch marks for the rest of our lives. No one told us that we're going to have, like, we're going to have this pouch on the bottom of our stomach. No one told us, like, how we're going to look, like, how our weight is going to change, how the baby is going to, you know, stretch us out, like, affect our bodies. No one said that, you know? Everybody's saying, oh, go ahead, have a baby, you know? When you're going to have a baby, you know, it's going to be fun. You need a child in your life. But no one says, yeah, have a baby. But yes, this baby will change your body. This baby will change how you look at yourself in front of the mirror. Yes, my pre-baby body. Ooh, baby. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but, you know, it was. I was slimming, okay? I was still thick, a little thick, but, you know, I had, my stomach was in the right place, everything was good, but, you know, as soon as I have a child, I noticed this change in my body, and I've been struggling with it ever since. Yes, I've preached here, you should have positive body image, but it's so hard when, you know, when you have to go to the stores to try on different stuff and some stuff don't fit because it's like, oh my God, my body changed. Oh my God, I have this child and now I'm big in the thighs and now I'm big in the hips and now, you know, nothing fits over my stomach and now I'm working out and, you know, nothing is happening. Like, all of that affects us in some ways. And our body image, like, our body image, especially in motherhood, is a big thing for us. It's a big thing. Like, right now, I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to get in shape. But it's like, I'm in my mid-30s. And it is so difficult to work out when you're in your mid-30s versus when you're in your 20s. I know, like, some people are saying, what do you mean? Like, all you have to do is go to the gym every day, eat right. But it's not that easy. And I know some moms could, you know, relate to this. Because some moms don't have time to go run and go to the gym, like, run every morning. Because we have, some moms, we have multiple kids. Like, we have multiple kids. Like, there's no time for us to go run, especially single mothers. Like, what about the single mothers that are taking care of, like, multiple kids? There's no time for you to just go to the gym. There's no time for you to just, you know, work out and just go run by yourself and have that time that you need by yourself. So what I do, I'm not a single mom, but what I do is I work out at home. Like, I don't care if the kids are up. I just work out around them. Like, my kids are jumping on me while working out, like, tell you the truth. But yes, we're here to talk about body image. Yes, our bodies do change when we have kids. And it's a big thing. Like, I'm struggling with it. Like, I've talked in previous podcast episodes about my mommy piles, about this thing that hangs like on in your abdomen, and I've been trying to get that down as much as I can. But the truth is, that's what comes with having a baby. You guys, I had a C-section with my first child, and you know they had to. How does a C-section work? Like, I think I heard it on a podcast once, or I heard it somewhere, that they have to literally, you know, take the baby out. But what they do is they remove like everything so they could get that baby out, and then they have to like put everything back in and then staple you back together again. Like, no one told you like how much that's gonna change your body. Like, seriously, like, as much as I want to work out, as much as I want that flat stomach, I'm gonna have to realize that, you know, this is my body. This is my mom body. Like, I'm gonna have to embrace my stretch marks. I'm gonna have to embrace that little pouch that's on the bottom of my stomach. Not because I'm eating a lot, but because I've had a baby and that's how it looks. That's how it looks now. Like, I'm always gonna have that little poofiness because, you know, I've had a C-section. They cut me open over there. That's how it looks now. Like, that's my body. And it really hurts when, you know, you see all those Instagram models having surgeries and stuff. And it hurts my soul when I see, you know, some moms going in for that, you know, mommy makeover surgery, where after they have the baby, they're tired of the way they look. Like, they don't like seeing their bodies. But the truth is, like, we had a whole human being. Like, why not embrace our bodies? Why not? Is it wrong for us to want to embrace our bodies, moms? Is it wrong for moms to, you know, try to love our bodies? Like, this is my biggest struggle right now, and I'm bringing it to the table right now because it's serious. It's like a serious issue. It's like a serious conversation. Like, yes, we moms have serious body image struggles. Like, we struggle with our bodies on a daily, like, we look at ourselves in the mirror and try to compare ourselves to everybody else. Try to compare ourselves to how everybody else looks after they have their baby, not knowing that everybody's body is different. Like, not everybody is gonna snap back real fast. You know, not everybody is gonna be, oh, it's gonna be all skinny. Their stomachs are not gonna be flat after you have a baby. Now, that's normal. You're gonna see some curves. You're gonna see some stretch marks. You're gonna see, like, our stomach is a little bigger. It's a little wider. Because, yes, we've had something inside of it and something came out. Like, we're not gonna snap back that fast, and that's what we have to work on, and that's what I'm working on, y'all, and that's what I'm working on. Like, me trying to wear crop tops every day, I've wore crop tops. I'm to the point, like, starting last month, I was to the point where I was self-conscious to be in my bathing suit. Like, I was really self-conscious because I started looking in the mirror. Like, my biggest enemy right now is the mirror, because I'm looking at my body like, oh my God, what happened? Oh my God, what do I have to do to be, you know, small again, to be this small? It's like, before, I had like all the confidence in the world because I wasn't looking in the mirror. No, because I didn't care. I didn't really care. I was like, okay, I'm going to wear my crop top. I don't really care. I don't really care what people think. But then people start looking at you and people start judging. And I'm like, why are you even judging? Like, I hate when people, you know, judge somebody because of the way their body looks. Like, all of our bodies are different. Okay, you don't know what this person is going through. You don't know the struggle. They're struggling with their body already. And they're self-conscious. Like, they don't need you to put them down by telling them that, oh my God, she has a muffin top when she wears this crop top. Like, she shouldn't wear this swimsuit because she has a muffin top. When I see somebody at the beach embracing their bodies, when I see a mom at the beach wearing that bikini, like, they don't care how their body looks, they're like wearing that bikini, showing it off, I'm like, you go, girl, because you made that child. You're embracing your body. I love to see it. I love to see it. And that is the point where I'm getting to right now. I'm getting to the point where I want to embrace my body. I want to love my body because it's mine. Like, I don't have the money to go do surgery. I don't have the money to go make my stomach flat because, you know what? I was born with this body. Like, I don't want to change it. Yes, a baby changes it. A baby changes the way it looks, but I just want to, you know, to be fit. I don't want to change anything about it. I don't want to go for a mommy makeover. I don't want them to like pull things and try to make my stomach flat because, you know, what if I want to have another child? Like, am I going to go make my stomach flat again? Like, no. Like, we seriously have to stop our, you know, negative body image and be more positive because, yes, babies change your body. Babies change your body, and that's just it. Babies change the way you look. Like, nobody tells us that. When they said, yeah, like, what are you waiting for? Go have a baby. But they don't say, you know what? You're going to change forever. You know, you're going to change forever. You're going to be looking at the mirror every single day and wondering whatever happened to. Okay, whatever happened to the way I used to look? Like, what? Why can't I fit into these jeans? Why can't I fit into this dress? Do I need to wear a body shaper for the rest of my life so my body will look normal in this dress? And the answer, moms, is no. No, do you? That's the answer. No, embrace your body. Like, I'm tired of moms just portraying a negative body image. And that goes for me too. Like, I'm guilty of that, okay? Because I'm wearing like long shirts trying to hide my stomach every single day. Like, I don't want to wear my crop tops tomorrow. Like, why? Why? You know what? After this episode, I'm just going to let it all hang out because it's my body and I'm working it out. Y'all don't know how much I am working out. Like, seriously, every single morning, I am religiously working out. I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm trying my best to get this body where I want it to be. Not where society wants it to be, y'all. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Not where society wants it to be. Where I want it to be. Where I need it to be. Not how society want our moms to look. How I want to look. Because I'm my own person. I'm a mother, but I'm also a person. You know, and I'm embracing my body. I want to embrace my body. Like, I'm tired of, you know, trying to hide it. I just want to show it off. And moms, y'all should show your bodies off too. Like, seriously. Like, be positive about your body because you know what? You know what? You made children. You made people. You made people. Yes, you know how hard it is to carry somebody for 9 months? Okay, you know how hard it is to carry somebody and having them get out of you and all that pain and the labor and delivery and everything that goes with it. Oh my God, it's hard. And nobody understands that but us. But then again, we're beating ourselves up. After we make these tiny little human beings, we're beating ourselves up about how we look. And that's just not right. That's just not right. Like, I think everybody should love our bodies. Forget the people that have the surgeries. That's on them. They have the money. Let them, you know, let them have all the surgeries they want. But, like, one thing I know for sure is that these surgeries that they're having, sometimes they go wrong. Sometimes they go left. Okay, sometimes things happen. I'm not going to go into details. I'm not going to talk about anybody. But sometimes things happen during the surgeries. And would you rather lose your life because you want to look thin rather than, you know, having to work out or embracing your body or loving yourself for the way you look? Like, no, because you made these kids. Like, you don't want to leave these kids because you want to look a certain way. No, you don't. No, you don't. So just embrace your body. Like, I'm learning that too. Like, seriously, I wanted to make this episode because I've been struggling with my body image like for weeks. Y'all might not have noticed on social media because I've been dancing and, you know, having fun and y'all seeing the happy side of everything. But I've been really struggling. Like, y'all been seeing me on my lives with my long shirts. Like, y'all been seeing me. I stopped wearing my little workout shirts on the lives because I've been looking like, oh my God, why is my stomach so big? But if the camera gets in close, of course my stomach is going to be seen a little big. But really, the progress, baby, the progress. I am working hard on myself. I'm working hard on myself. And moms, appreciate your bodies, baby. Appreciate your bodies. I know babies change things. I know babies change your bodies. I know you have them stretch marks. I know you have the mommy pouch, the little pouch on the bottom of your abdomen. But baby, appreciate that. Love that. Okay, live in that moment. Just love your body. Okay, don't let society, you know, make you have like negative body image. Stop looking at those skinny models. Stop comparing yourself to them. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Because at the end of the day, you're you and it's your body and everybody's body is different. Just learn to love it. Learn to embrace it, mamas. And yes, that is my episode for today. So yes, body image. It is a struggle, especially for us mothers, especially for us parents. We struggle with it like every single day, okay? You don't know the half of it. So with that, I am out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right. So my four-year-old, whenever he gets in trouble or whenever we tell him something, he says anything to get out of it. All right. So let me start. Okay. So this morning, you know, getting ready for school and everything, they were like fighting crazy over the TV. So I was like, okay, no TV. I took the remote for them. I was like, let's close the TV. We're not going to watch TV. And so he was like, if you tell me to close the TV, I will fall down and the TV will break. And I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, if you tell me to close the TV, I will fall on the floor. I was like, okay, like, is that supposed to, you know, change my mind? Like, he will say anything to get out of stuff, y'all. That is my story. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, y'all. The inspirational quote for today is, you define beauty yourself. Society doesn't define your beauty. Think about that. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.